Today, you will practice your reading fluency by listening to and reading A Hungry Shark. Fluency is how smoothly you can read. The more words you know and the more you practice reading, the smoother your reading gets. We check your fluency by timing you to see if you're able to read more words than you could before in a certain amount of time. I will first read the selection aloud, and you will listen and follow along. This way you can hear all of the words and the names once. You should follow the text with your finger so you don't lose your place. A Hungry Shark. Phil lived in Hawaii. He lived near the beach. It was almost always warm. Phil loved to swim. He liked to swim with a snorkel. He liked to catch fish with a spear. One day he said, "I think I'll go catch a fish for lunch." He put on his fins. He put on his mask. He swam out into the ocean. He swam from the beach out to the coral reef. He looked for a fish for lunch. After a few minutes, he found a fish. He caught it with his spear. He wanted to swim some more. He swam and looked for another fish. Then he saw a big shadow. He looked to the right. There was a big gray shark. It had small, round eyes. It had many sharp teeth. "Are you hungry?" Phil asked the shark. "Here, you may eat my fish. Just don't eat me." He gave the shark his fish. The shark ate the fish. Then it swam away. Phil swam back to the beach. First he was very scared. Then he was happy to be alive. He had to laugh. Then he put his spear away. He walked home and ate some lunch. He told his mother about the shark. "What kind of shark was it?" she asked. "The hungry kind, I think," he answered. "It ate my fish." Now, you will have a chance to read the selection on your own. Remember, the word selection is another word for story. You will use your iPod to time yourself. If you need help, ask a classmate or your teacher to help finding that app on your iPod. When you are ready to read, you'll tap start on the stopwatch. You'll read the whole selection, and when you're finished, you'll press stop. I want you to write down the time at the top of your paper. Now, you'll get a chance to see if practicing can help you beat that time. You'll press reset on your stopwatch, and you'll read the whole selection again. Write your new time at the top of the paper. After you've read two times, you can go ahead and practice answering the questions that follow the story. You don't have to write the answers down, because we'll save this paper, and you can practice them again another time. So just keep this paper in your catch-up folder, and next time you can see if you could even beat that time again. Well, good work today, and remember, good reading takes practice.